Welcome to Mountain Women Radio with your host, Tammy Traer. Tammy is an author, writer, and integrative health practitioner dedicated to helping her listeners enjoy life and family. Listen as she shares her extensive knowledge on homesteading, off-grid living, wilderness survival, and living a faithful, simple life. Find a comfortable seat, grab your favorite beverage, and prepare to be encouraged.
Hey, my friends. Welcome to Mountain Woman Radio. I am your host, Tammy Traer, and today is episode number 263. And today we're going to talk about being obedient to his calling and resting in his timing. I've had some really amazing encounters recently, and I've really learned through my healing journey to be obedient to God's calling. When I was flat on my back during my healing journey, I really struggled in that place, and I really felt God press it on my heart to rest where he had me. And there were many examples during my healing journey where I followed his lead. I was following him, and he led me to such amazing and such great places. It was through him that I was diagnosed. He diagnosed me. God, Papa, diagnosed me. He led me to the doctor that ultimately saved my life. Since then, he's been leading me to such amazing places. I've shared that I became an integrative health practitioner, became a certified breath worker. These are things that God led me to. And he leads me every day. I become very in tune with his call on my life, and I want to be 100% obedient to the calling he has for me. Why? Because, well, for one, I like the adventure of it. He takes me out of my comfort zone all the time. If you've been following me for a long time, you hear me sharing and have heard me sharing often that the best parts of life are on the other side of our comfort zone, and that I'm a dream chaser and I'm an adrenaline junkie. And, you know, stepping out of our comfort zone gives you an adrenaline high. And I always thought that that was like the wildest and most amazing thing. However, being obedient to God's calling on our life is even more wild and crazy. And if you've been following me for a while, you may have heard me saying, I am hanging on to God's robe hem. My feet are flailing behind me, and I am trying desperately not to injure anybody while I am just going where he is taking me. It is absolutely the most adventurous and wild ride I've ever been on. And it's very common in my day-to-day that he calls me to do things that are very uncomfortable, in saying things that I would never normally say to people. And the most profound part of that is getting the reaction that I do. Seeing his divine hand in it all. And I mean, it is like so incredibly divine. I had an encounter yesterday where I met a young lady. We had separated and gone our different ways, and I felt God really pressing it on my heart to gift her with a breathwork session. So I connected back with her. I gave her my card, told her my intentions, and she's like, you just have no idea. You have absolutely no idea. She says, I deal with anxiety every single day, and I've been trying to find ways to combat it. I had goosebumps all over me. You never know where God is leading and what his purpose is behind things. But when you feel in your heart and soul that he's calling you to something and you don't act on it, you will regret that. Not only will you regret that, but you'll also run into situations like that that you didn't act on, and you may miss that opportunity to speak life into someone else's, or to remove them from a terrible place, or to give them hope in a hopeless situation. You just have no idea, you know, what God's intentions are and how he's using you. But when you feel that pressed on you and that it's important for you to do something, please do it. Please do it. And a good way to gauge that and know that, you know, you're being called by God is if it's something really wonderful and not something negative. The other thing is if you're not really in tune with his calling on your life and you're trying to step into that, when you feel that nudge or that, as most people say, the gut feeling, I call it the God feeling. When you're feeling that, you know, ask God specifically, are you calling me to do this or is this the enemy? And God, if this is you, if this is for me, open the doors. If it's not for me to do, make it crumble. And he will. That's a really good gauge. I've just gotten so in tune with his still small voice in my life that I know when he's nudging me, and when he's nudging me into something uncomfortable in a good way, not in a bad way. You'll definitely learn the difference. But the key thing is honing into him and being obedient to that calling. And that also applies to our homesteads and our children and everything we're doing is, you know, trusting in his direction, trusting in his timing, and being obedient to his calling. I've talked about it before, you know, on our homestead when we've been like milling lumber, and I'm just going to use this as an example. You know, we're milling lumber and all of a sudden we have a blade break or a bearing go on the sawmill. And typically we have extras but that we can replace it and keep going. But we've run into circumstances already where things have broken and we were down for a couple days. And, you know, that changes the timing of things and changes gears for us in that, you know, we had a timeline, you know, we had a timeline. But the thing is, that was our timeline. That may not have been his timeline. And the other thing is, when things like that break down, in my heart, I always feel as though there was a purpose for that, in that his timing and there's purpose in everything. I truly believe that there is purpose in absolutely everything. And resting in that and being okay with that is really important, rather than allowing those situations to deter you and break you and sadden you. Trust in his timing. You know, when that stuff happens on our homestead, we just switch gears and we ask him what we're supposed to be doing. And I know that may sound funny to many of you, but he will guide you, and his purpose and his timing is vital. I always look at those circumstances as though that happened to keep us safe or to keep us from something that, you know, we weren't supposed to be experiencing. I just use it as a safety feature because we've had many things happen on our homestead that have been really gnarly and very, you know, let's just say bad things could have happened really fast, or bad things have happened. And learning to rest in his timing, also the timing of, you know, say you want to build a new barn or you want to build a chicken coop, and you know you had the money set aside to invest in that, and something else happened, something broke, and you needed to invest the funds there. Trust in his timing. Life is a roller coaster. You're going to find that things go left and go right, or go left instead of right. How's that? And it's okay. Trust in his timing. Don't let those things throw you off. And just learn to be more prayerful. Learn to ask for his wisdom, his knowledge, his direction, his guidance. And he will always give it to you. maybe not the way you want to, maybe just in bits and pieces, and maybe just in giving you peace through the circumstance and slowly redirecting your steps. But I promise you, there is peace and purpose in it all. And I've really learned to hone in on that. I've really learned to seek that. And I've really just learned to be obedient to what he wants instead of what I want. You know, we tend to be selfish creatures. We tend to hone in on material things and you know, what we want when we want it. But I really enjoy living life by his terms and by his direction. And in doing so, it has taken me and my family to amazing places. And I think that's really important. The other thing to hone in on is if everything you're doing requires you to bang your head to work through it, you're likely chasing the wrong thing. That Papa has something better for you. He's trying to redirect your steps and you're not seeing it. So pay attention to that. Because I promise you, his will, his purpose, his timing is so much more beautiful than ours. I promise, always. He has never failed in that. He has never failed in that. So, you know, I used to live life for myself. I used to live life planned out by me or my family. We all were guilty of that, but now we live based on where he is taking us. And we let him lead. It's the most wild, amazing roller coaster ride I could have ever been on. If you're an adrenaline junkie and an adventurer, if you're not doing this, you're missing out. If you are somebody who is scared to death to step out of your comfort zone, you're missing out. Step. Take the step out of your comfort zone. The best parts of life are on the other side of your comfort zone. I want to call you to step into obedience with me. Trust him. I promise you, you will find peace and joy and happiness when we are chasing him instead of the world and material things. If you are out there looking for your joy and your happiness and you don't know Jesus and you can't seem to find your joy and your happiness, let me clue you in. The reason you're not finding it is because Jesus is it. He is the rock, he is the foundation, and you need to plant your feet in him and seek him, and you will find all the joy and happiness you could ever have. Now, keep in mind, as I'm sharing that, do know that life is not going to be all perfect because you have Jesus in it. That means that you're going to still be surfing the roller coasters of life, but you will have everlasting life, eternal life as a result of accepting him. But you also have him there to lead the way. You also have him providing for all of your needs, even though you may go through tough times. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He will always provide for you. It is the best part of life. It is a life worth living. Those are my words for you today. I hope this was encouraging. I hope this was helpful. Pull into him. Allow him to lead the way. Seek him for wisdom, knowledge, discernment, and direction. And live an adventurous life. I will see you guys on the next episode. Take care and God bless.
Thank you for joining us today on Mountain Women Radio, where you can learn something new every week. We hope you enjoyed the show. We encourage you to join us on faithledliving.com and faithledlearning.com. Be sure to connect with us on iTunes and leave a review. This will help us reach even more people. Until next time, keep learning, laughing, and living.